FBO radio,
including our intelligence agencies, poses the most serious of dangers because our country is a battlefield.
We are at DEFCON 1.
What's up, everybody? This is FBill Radio, episode 13, December 4th, 2005. I am Mr. White, here with Malice Factor.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And Sig Bitty.
That's not me, that's my brother.
Oh, man.
I never heard of that guy.
Getting pwned on the forums, man.
Yeah.
He took your identity.
Yeah. It happens, dude. There's always going to be player haters out there.
What are you going to do?
Dude, Big City got owned on the forums.
I think we've all been owned on the forums.
Oh.
And where are those forums located?
Fuckbillradio.com.
MySpace.com.
Not MySpace, man.
/FBillRadio.
I hate MySpace.
Yeah. Why? I asked you about this before. Why are you such an adamant...
It is everything...
MySpace.
It is a culmination of everything I hate about...
The internet.
Dude, you meet some sweet 14-year-olds on there.
I'll leave that to you, bro.
Yeah, seriously. As you can tell, we're pretty cranked up tonight.
I personally like having my internet time unsupervised by police officers and correctional facilities.
I'm never going to be able to do anything on the internet again. After the show.
Fucking A, man. Yeah, so FBillRadio.com. That's where you can pick up these shows, all you iTunes folk.
And you can go onto the forums and pwn Big City,
yeah,
Malice
forums.
Factor, and Mr. White, individually or collectively.
Pretty much. There's the handy new Ask Malice Factor forum there.
Yeah, people have been asking me questions. Maybe it's just you guys.
You could ask him anything, though.
You can ask me anything, and I will answer with anything.
Yeah.
So really, you're not getting an answer at all.
It depends. It depends really on what mood I'm in and what my die roll is that particular time. Like, I roll 1d20 and, you know, checking at saves and stuff right. Like that to see if, what kind of answer I give. Well, it's an effective system so far, as you've all seen.
Yeah.
It's fair. It's democratic.
Yeah.
I'm glad
much.
I know your standpoint on poppy seeds.
What poppy seeds?
Just seeded buns in general.
Yeah.
I know a lot about you now. I feel like I know you really deeply.
That was
okay.
That was a hell of a response you had there about penetration testing there.
Yeah, I got a little something about that here for you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got over there?
It's this little thing I was playing around with. It's probably one of the greatest things I could play with on the internet in my hands. coupled with shareware, they fuck around shareware, but I got ways around it. And this is the greatest thing in the world. Listen to this one.
I did some penetration testing on my desktop. Here's how it went. First, I addressed my box. I began stroking the mouse and pushing all the right buttons. I fiddled with its BIOS while talking softly to it. Once it was fully online, I mounted my box on my desk. I inserted my floppy disk, which I know has at least one contagious virus on it, into its slot. Its motors were that I was eager to share my contents. To my horror, I had no feeling. I quickly pulled out and saw I had red protection on. I switched it off and let the raging beast take over. I inserted my disk violently muttering curses. I began double-clicking furiously searching for the good spot. Within seconds, I dumped the contents of my disk all over the C:\ drive. I stood up, looking at my computer with disdain. It was so dirty and jude. I threw it out my window with disgust. Next time, I'm going to try this on some Alienware.
Yeah, I found this thing that does that.
I found out I have right protection on. did anybody else notice, like, in the middle of that, his voice got high for some reason? Like, he just got kicked in the nuts? Oh, man. Dude, that was such a funny post right there. I was in tears when I read it. Like, in all honesty.
Yeah, I was in tears after Mr. White was reading it to me over the phone.
I took a little while to think that up. But,
It's well worth the effort. Worth the effort.
If you saw, I lost my, I didn't get credit for the post online. It just said Big City Visitor, because it took me so long to write it that I timed out, but it still let me do a public test or a public post.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
It's kind of weird.
I thought I turned that off.
Yeah, I thought you did, too.
Yeah, you can't do it on, if you sign in and then you automatically log out.
It lets you?
It lets you, because it's happened to me a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some anonymous Big City.
You're that worried about your post count?
Yeah. Dude, it's such a great post. I didn't even have my fucking thingamajig.
Yeah, raise your karma up a couple points.
Yeah, now you can't even raise my karma.
Yeah, I don't understand how that karma thing works.
I don't either.
Dude, it's like...
I can't disable it either.
Karma.
I wish you could.
You do a good
so
deed.
So
can
I, because I would have fucking yanked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get... Yeah, pretty much. So, Mouse Factor, what the hell have you been up to?
You really want to ask me that question right now? Well, okay.
Okay. Big City, what have you been up to?
I got something.
Besides
else.
Making crazy posts.
Mr. White, anyone ever tell you you look like a wrinkle-free nutsack?
Did that say wrinkle-free nutsack? No one's ever told me that.
I had a lot of fun with this program.
Yeah, no one's ever told me that. Oh.
That's all I've been up to, really.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
I spent some quality time with the Xbox 360.
Oh, we're doing the Xbox thing now?
You asked me what I was been doing, man. You want to hear about how I had to flash a BIOS a couple days ago?
God, no. That's fucking, that's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I'd rather hear somebody call me a wrinkle-free nutsack than flash a BIOS.
Yeah, besides playing the 360...
So you're the video game guru of FBIL Radio here.
I won't say guru, but...
I said of FBIL Radio. That doesn't give you much credit.
No, that's really not that high.
That's just saying you know more than us.
You play more video games than him and I.
Yes.
Really? More than you, Big City?
I don't play that much anymore. Cause I'm trying
he's
to
blacksmithing.
Yeah, he's blacksmithing.
I crossed reality
that is true.
And fantasy into one.
Yeah. And making ranger cloaks.
Yeah, dude, don't
dude, that thing is sweet, man. You know what? It's sweet. Like, you should just wear that.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
You bastard.
Fuck you, I'm serious.
You're totally mocking me.
I'm serious, dude. Like, you should wear that. Like most people wouldn't even notice, like, it's a cloak, because it's just, like, a nice looking
thing.
Yeah,
most people stopped, wearing cloaks a couple hundred years ago, right?
But why?
I don't know why, man.
Like,
the hoodie did replace it a little bit.
Like, I think cloaks are pretty sweet things. Like, why did we have to get rid of cloaks?
Don't know, man.
Dude, why did we get rid of swords?
It's a beer burp.
Yeah, why did we get rid of swords and so, but they're still around, you know.
He didn't. He just can't like randomly walk up and kill people anymore with swords.
Dude, I was in the mall the other day and I asked this dude at the sword store. I was like, dude, hey, what if I buy a sword
tools.
Right now? I was like, what if I buy a sword right now? What am I supposed to do? Like walk around the mall with a fucking sword in my hand? He's like, we advise people to leave immediately after buying something. And I was like, well, if I bought a quarterstaff, would you advise me? And he's like, yeah. So you could buy a sword at the mall, then go kill somebody, then return it. That's what I gathered from the whole conversation.
Why don't you try it?
I don't want to.
You know, I was in Pop Gothic the other day.
What?
Pop Gothic.
What is that?
Hot Topic.
The other day.
And, you know,
fucking, that place sucks.
Yeah, dude, it really, really does. Yeah. And it just, I went in there because I was looking for some hoodies. Of the conversation. Because because I didn't fucking feel like spending $50 on a goddamn hoodie, so I figured I can get something cheap and easy at Pop Gothic, you know? And, dude, they're playing all this fucking punk music in there, and they got all, you know, it's like, they're acting like complete idiots, and I just fucking hate that store, you know? Really fucking hate that store.
I've never been in that store.
Don't ever go.
Yeah, Spencer's Gifts. I hate Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, fuck all those places.
Yeah.
I bought a sweet hacky sack there once.
Yeah, like, people are like, oh, Spencer's is a fucking awesome and all this stuff, and nah. They're really been big on Spencer's. Like, I don't need shot glasses like, with, like, booby drawings on and stuff, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
You could buy, like, you know, edible clothes there and all kinds of stupid weird shit like that.
Yeah. Edible clothes, huh?
Yeah.
You ever try any of that or no?
No.
I don't
never.
Really want to eat it. Like,
if I ever do try it, I'll tell you about it.
I mean, I can eat the scum between my toes if I wanted to, but it doesn't mean it's a good idea.
No, that was disgusting, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the truth, though. Like why would... I mean, that, I don't know.
Dude, so we're a tech-oriented radio show.
Oh, hey, I ordered up the cards, by the way.
Nice.
Order that up. Should be in like to 7 business days.
Business weeks.
So, you know, if you see an F-Bill card laying around your neighborhood somewhere or something, you know,
run away in fear.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on the internet, look up random addresses and mail them to people.
Dude, do you really want to do that?
No, because they'll probably throw them away and think it's anthrax or something.
Yeah.
Still, you want to do that? Like, if you think this is anthrax, call like this number, and it could be our voicemail number. And it's like, if you think you have anthrax in the... Yeah, dude, you want to do that?
Isn't there, like, a law against spamming mailboxes like that?
Dude, if I pay my fucking 37 cents, I can do anything I goddamn want.
You got laws against
that's what I'm saying.
Hey.
It's like a fucking postcard.
Hey, it's
gonna
be...
I got a stamp on there, motherfucker.
It's gonna be 39 cents in January. Oh, so you might as well just go to town.
Dude, I hate buying the conversion stamp. The 2 cent conversion fucking sucks.
Oh, damn.
Dude, that is so true, man. The conversion stamps suck, man.
It's like, I just bought a roll of 100 stamps the other day. Now I got to buy fucking 99 fucking conversion jobs.
Did you really?
Yeah, like last week.
Why'd you buy so many stamps? Like, I haven't bought stamps in like 4 years, man.
Because I got sick of buying like 2 stamps every time.
That's why
I
you need conversion stamps.
So you just took the plunge, made the big investment, and now you're going to get fucked for it. See what happens?
I've never taken a plunge again
on
anything.
Yeah, fuck the USPS.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that.
And their price hikes all the time.
Yeah, they
bastards.
Get paid. They're government people. They don't even work anyway.
So...
We're a tech-oriented show.
I parted with my iPod the other day.
You know, you didn't even say anything about it.
I sent it in for repair.
Oh, really? Scratched the screen or something? You got all mad
No,
it?
It's
you
all scratched.
It.
No,
you did a
click
lost
wheel.
Episode.
My click wheel is fucked.
Was it within 1 year of you getting it?
Yes.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, and I still had to pay, man, $30 to have it serviced.
Can you fuck...
After I figured out how to fucking... The website... To fucking get it serviced. You know how long it took me to fucking do that?
Dude,
it
must have been an hour clicking it.
Yeah, dude, like, try 2 hours.
I don't think you need me to tell you how I feel about Apple.
Right.
You don't have to say a word, Malice Factor. I have that actually right
now. I'm having, like, separation
really
anxiety, though.
You sweaty fuck about Apple.
Last
thank
week
you.
On F-Bill.
So.
Previously on X-Men.
Really couldn't give one sweaty fuck about Apple.
I love that one sweaty fuck about Apple.
It's almost like it's a question, you know, he raises the intonation there.
Yeah.
But he's not questioning. Anyway. We're tech-oriented.
So I put it in a box and I dropped it into a fucking DHL bin, which is another hassle. Like, I had to go online and figure out where there's a DHL box. Like,
dude, why don't you just go through FedEx?
Because they send you the shit all prepaid. Like, you just open up the box, drop it in, and fucking rip the labels off, and it's all there.
Yeah, but there's like 37 FedEx locations.
Like, within, like, 5 feet of my house. Yeah, I know. Seriously. I know. It fucking sucks. Dude, luckily, I remembered that work they pick up for DHL. So yeah, I walked in and I left it at the security desk, and hopefully it made it to the DHL guy. You know?
Maybe
the
security guy was, like,
looking at it and stuff, you know?
It was completely inappropriate for this conversation.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know. So I did that, and then, what else? Yeah, I just wanted to say that it did suck balls trying to find, like, how to submit for a fucking repair. And then to pay $30, which I don't get because I'm still under warranty because it's within a year.
Dude, Apple has to maintain a profit margin somehow.
Yeah.
You know, they can't just keep on putting out this kick-ass hardware for you if you don't want to pay into it.
Dude, the extended warranty is like $60, which I think I'm going to buy.
They can't just send you fucking new fucking iPods every goddamn couple months.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, they can. They fucking can, okay?
If you, what if you don't have under warranty on your iPod? What can you do about
that?
Yeah,
you're the Apple guru. After
you can buy their, Apple Care plan or something it's called. Of course.
Say that again.
Apple Care plan or something like that. Blah. And you know, that reminds me. My buddy was down last night. Okay, hanging out. Now he owns a dual G5 Mac.
All right. Oh, yeah.
That he bought to record audio shit, and he decided that he's gonna buy a PowerBook. Okay.
Okay.
That he wants a PowerBook. So I was explaining to him on to why it's his best bet to wait until the Intel thing and stuff. I mean, he's looking at buying it within, like, 2 months. So waiting until that comes out, because it's supposed to be first quarter, you know?
Yeah, he has to wait for Yorkfield to come out.
Yorkfield, Denver, or whatever the hell, like, fucking stupid name they call it. Goddamn code names suck. So, anyway, so I had to explain to him for probably around 20 minutes why airport is the same as wireless, dude. And this kid, he's not dense or anything. It's just he buys Apple stuff because he likes it and because it works and because the stuff he does, like, you know, audio shit, it's fucking mint for it. But I'm trying to explain how, like, he can, you know, like, I don't need to have an airport station so his fucking iBook can hop onto the wireless thing. Like, it can connect to anything.
Dude,
so
shit. Ask him how his software is.
What software?
Yeah. Whoa! I got you to say it.
Yeah.
Say what?
That was a joke right there, funny man.
Yeah.
What software?
Yeah. He said it again.
What? Yeah. I don't get it, man.
Because Macs don't have any software.
Say he always buys like Apple stuff, and I say you should ask him about software, and he said what software? And,
oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm a little dense tonight. I guess I'm the dense one.
Yeah, you're slow.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, Big City got it.
Yeah, you guys enjoyed it.
That was good. We bonded.
We got to laugh at your expense.
Yeah. That's
perfectly fine with me.
Hey.
Hand over, you little bitch.
What was that? Little bitch?
Hand over, you little bitch.
Good thing I'm drinking beer tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
How does it feel to be schooled by an 8-year-old?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man, we just peaked this shit out of the audio, too.
Yeah, that's like the third time we've done it.
Oh, sorry. Recording. Apologize to you listeners because your ears probably suck. How does
it feel to be schooled by an 8-year-old?
Oh, man. So how does it feel to get schooled by an 8-year-old?
Well, it hurts a little.
Hurts a little? Yeah. I can't wait to get, like, Mario Kart DS and be schooled by little kids playing at McDonald's while they're eating Big Macs.
You don't have to wait to get Mario Kart DS, dude. You can just hop on Unreal Tournament right now.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Oh, that's probably... Use a Mac now. You can't play games.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're 6 months behind now in the game world.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, try, like, 6 years, man.
Yeah.
They just released SimCity for the Mac.
Have fun. Good luck with life.
Yeah, I owned that game when I was like 12, man.
SimCity?
Yeah.
If you didn't, you have no right playing video games.
Yeah, it's kind of hard
not to. In fact, you probably should be on the short bus. So.
So, where were you going with that story?
What story?
About that, returning your iPod.
Oh, that it just sucked and it cost me $30 and it fucking shouldn't.
Cool.
Man, we are cranked tonight, huh?
Yeah,
this is fucking awesome.
We're pretty cranked.
Yeah. All right, so you were going to talk about...
Let's do the reader-listener interaction.
Oh, the listener interaction. Yeah. Well, there's been good interaction on the forums. Thanks to everyone who's posting.
Yeah, thanks to Metatron and those other dudes.
Including Sig
Metro,
Bitty.
Petro,
if you're
like
listening
that.
To this...
Yeah, Petro and Seth of More of the... Yeah.
Seth of... Yeah.
And I just wanted to address Sig Bitty because he logged in Sig Bitty, Big City, you know. It's all funny and stuff. And then
isn't it City Big?
No, it's Sig Bitty. Oh. And he logged in and you know, created a post telling us how much, you know, our show sucks and everything. So I just wanted to tell you that you can suck my nuts, you fucking whore. And, you know, if you actually hear this and hear that comment, why are you still listening if our show sucks so bad? So, you know.
Yeah, what?
And you're over, you little bitch.
Your wrinkleless nutsack or whatever.
Scotch guard that baby.
Oh, man. Yeah, but no, good interaction on the forums, though. And
yeah, some emails. Well, just one.
We got one email. I was supposed to read this last time because it came in a couple weeks ago, but, you know, still. I forgot and stuff. So let me read it now. It was you guys who played the recorded music from the space probe in the vicinity of Saturn a few months ago, wasn't it? Yes, that was us. You got us. Could I have a link to where you found that? Possibly. I thought it sounded pretty interesting. That it did. Hope you didn't get in trouble for infringing on the intellectual rights of the planet Saturn by broadcasting it.
Goddamn, we're Guerrilla Radio.
That's right. And keep up the good work. I always look forward to your show. Thank you. I actually typed podcast there first. Appreciate the correction. Oh, and remember that people have to give their alignment, not just race, class, and level. Very important alignment. Thanks, Marco. Fourth level chaotic good, elvish cleric.
That was Elvin.
You could be both. Depends
on what
world
you're
in.
Yeah.
You're in my world now.
P.S. I know that I'm the only one who does the D&D sign-off thing, so it's probably lame, but I like it. No, it's probably...
It's cooler than anything I've done.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. P.P.S. Are you guys going to mock Apple some more on future shows? That would rule. I'm really hating their iTunes software right now and wishing I'd gotten something other than an iPod.
Well, you could have gotten like a River Eye or iRiver.
An iRiver, yeah. RiverNet. Pretty good, man.
Yeah, dude. They're officially endorsed by Bill Gates.
Really?
As product of choice, man. He bought one for his wife for Christmas.
Yeah. How much did that set him back?
$5.
Had to save up
seriously.
For a little while. Stuff.
I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, pull a couple extra hours at work.
Yeah, he had to put in that OT, man.
Yeah.
Instead of working 5 now, hours, three.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be mocking Apple on future shows and anything else that we don't like or pisses us off. And it's not that we don't like Apple. Well, Mouse Factor doesn't like Apple. I do. And
you should make a sweet skit about...
It's just when I have to take 2 hours to find a fucking awesome web page and pay $30 to get my warrantied iPod fixed, that tends to piss me off a little bit. Yeah. So... But thanks for the Marco. Thanks for the email, Marco. Not for the Marco email.
Jeez, you're drunk already, man.
Oh, I'm not. God, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk, man. I've had one beer. Jesus. What do I look like? I don't look like fucking you over there, Chief. One
me?
Beer. And, yeah, you.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
so wasn't
me.
There?
If Malice Factor had a beer, he'd die.
Yeah, pretty much alcohol poisoning. You know,
fucking dead.
Dude, so you get schooled by.
Yeah, by 8-year-olds.
By 8-year-old beer.
8-year-old Canadians.
Damn
drinking
bastards.
Beer.
No, he really can't have alcohol.
Yeah, I'd be drunk under their table by like...
Motherfucker! If he just like smelled it, fucking be
yeah,
drunk.
Right now it's starting to get me pretty lightheaded and just did this and, you know, I'm probably going to fucking pass out. if like a drop of that hit my skin, I would probably have seizures and stuff. And I shouldn't tell you my weakness.
It's like your kryptonite right there.
Yeah, it is my kryptonite.
No, it really is. Yeah, it is my allergic reaction.
That's why when you talk about going to the bar dressed up as like a ninja or something, like it doesn't do anything for me. I've never actually been inside a bar. I don't know what they look like.
Dude, you ain't missing much.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
And other stuff, too.
Yeah, so thanks for the email, Marco.
So, then we have something else,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I'm getting to it.
God damn it.
Everyone who wants to email us, please do. radio@fbillradio.com. We also got a voicemail this week on our voicemail number, which I never write down and cannot remember. So, the first voicemail... No, wait. This is not the first voicemail. The first voicemail in a long time. We used to have a other voicemail number published.
Dude, you're not supposed to talk over the fanfare.
You can talk over the fanfare. That's what I played it. Talk over.
I'm talking. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So anyway, so we did get a voicemail this week. So, yes, you do smell. I noticed it before.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going to play that?
Yeah, whenever you're ready to stop talking.
Go ahead.
Booyah.
Huh? Mr. White, I cannot believe I'm talking to you in the flesh, well, on this voice recorded machine. It is so agreeable to hear your voice again. I am Abu. In my country, they play your show over the radio on the national airwaves. It is one of my favorites. We all love to listen. My daughter and my son both greatly find your show very fun. Oh yes, very fun. I believe I would like to offer my daughter up to you for marriage. If you would take her hand, she could come to wherever you are and meet you and marry you, and you could bring her to salvation. Mr. White, it would be most appreciated if you do this. Please listen to my plea. Save us. I'm a great fan. I hear your show most times. It's fun. Fun, yes. Yes, fun. Well, I don't know. I'm gonna. Farewell.
Wow, that was something.
You should take him up on that.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, dude, I'll definitely just email. What? I'll definitely. Man,
hey,
put that bottle down. Dude, it's not Jesus. Even. Dude, I had one beer, man. It's not even the beer.
You have failed me for the last time.
No, I was gonna say is yeah, I'll you know, anybody who wants to send their daughter over here, I'll marry them. That's cool. Jesus. And if they're under 18, then Big City will take them.
Yes,
and
Mr. Weeman.
I don't know. What country do you think that guy was from? Like England or something?
I don't know.
India, maybe?
He sounded
apparently, they
weird.
Play us over the national airways.
Maybe it's like...
Oh, dude, I smell a lawsuit coming on.
Dude, maybe it's one of those guys that just tries to sell women to other countries, and he's trying to sell you one.
Dude, I work with a guy that was buying a Russian woman once.
Yeah, I think he told me about this once.
Yeah. It was awful.
That was ridiculous. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and the guy was married too. On top of it,
damn.
Dude, I think his wife beat him.
Do you think if I had a wife, do you think if she would mind that I had another wife?
If you're in Saudi Arabia, no.
Yeah. If you're in America, yes. Unless you're in Salt Lake City
or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Salt Lake City. I think is the only place you can get away with that.
Dude, why do wives gotta be so protective like that? Fuck them.
Why are they gonna tie me down, huh?
Yeah. You're holding me back. You're always holding me back, Obi-Wan.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so I guess we're played over the national airwaves there in India. So for everyone who's listening over the national airwaves.
Call my lawyer. You know, I'm going to, you
get
know.
A wife?
No, I'm going to go and do like Grateful Dead did, you know. I'm going to. Demand
oh,
that.
Fuck, man. That made me upset, dude.
I'm going to demand that they stop broadcasting our show over national airwaves, wherever they are.
Dude, I just got onto the archive down over Grateful Dead archive, man.
Dude,
I started downloading
update,
shows.
Update.
And they fucking yanked it down. Dude, that was like, man, that was like getting some crack, and then the drug dealer's like, you can't have anymore. That was fucking, that sucks, man. They
dude, you got
took
kicked in
all
the
sound balls. Yeah.
You got owned.
They took all the soundboard files off.
Stupid
fucking,
fucking
sucks.
Noob.
Oh, man. So, anyway. Yeah, I guess it's time for, you know, Gamer's Corner with Malice Factor.
Gamer's Corner. Yeah, so as you asked me before...
That's awesome. Dude, that was brilliant. Okay.
May I continue?
Go ahead.
Okay. May I continue? May I continue? May I continue?
Put that bottle down. Seriously. God, so drunk tonight.
Not even drunk, man. If I was, I wouldn't be able to talk. You know that. Right. What is... I don't know. Go ahead. Xbox 360.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to sit down and play a couple games on Xbox 360 a couple days ago because I, like most of you, are not able to buy an Xbox 360, and I wasn't willing to put up, you know, $8,000-$10,000 a piece on eBay.
They didn't really hit that high, did they?
They hit at least $8,000.
Really?
$8,000 for an Xbox 360?
Yes, with no games.
Like, it would matter if it'd be a lot better if there was one game with it.
There are a couple bundles on there that were like $6,000, but you had 18 games and extra controller. It's still ridiculous, but a little more reasonable than plopping down a couple G's just for...
I can't believe someone spent $8,000. System. Maybe that was like ludicrous or something. You know, it's like Snoop Dogg. It's like, I gotta have a Xbox 360 so I can play some Madden.
No, I doubt it. It was probably dudes who can't afford it, and, you know, they had to get their Christmas present for their kid.
There's a lot of rich bitches out there.
Yeah, seriously.
Rich fucking bastards. They have lots of money.
And then any of them listen to FBill Radio, you can soon be able to donate to us through PayPal or MySpace.com, auction space or something like that.
My PayPal account is...
That reminds me. You were saying there was this little kid I know who hawked his fucking PSP. For like $25.
What?
You're dumb.
Yes.
Why?
I found out about it after. Like, I know his nanny. The kid that... the lady that watches him. Seriously. The kid's like fucking
Mike, and she allowed him to sell the PSP for $25?
She's not her parents. The kid's got a 360.
Did she sell it to...
The kid's got a 360. He's
How old is
he? Old.
Oh.
His sister's like 12 or something. She's got everything, too. You know?
God damn
that, it! That and 10 games at $10 a piece.
Wow.
Well, money's no item.
That's a fire sale, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. You know?
Bastards.
Yeah.
Should be fucking beat up.
I was like, I was so upset that I missed that. You know?
Yeah, let's get some 20-year-olds to own that 8-year-old.
Yeah, seriously.
Kick his ass. All right.
Yeah, so this would be kind of like an update to what we've been saying all along. The graphics look pretty sweet, but not sweet enough, in my opinion. Even on the TV that we're playing, that it wasn't an HD TV. I can see how it would be able to take advantage of high definition, but still, you know, play Perfect Dark Zero. Which it was okay. I was disappointed, you know. I wonder if, you know, Rare can hear us from, you know, all the way back in 1997 when you weren't able to jump in first-person shooters and stuff like that, and you know, the thing that really turned me off was that fucking controller. That controller, it just sucks. It's a piece of shit. And anyone who's been saying that it's the best controller out there that's ever been made, you're a douchebag.
Dude, Xbox's one controller is way better than the second one.
Dude, seriously. Yeah, the fucking... My thumbs were sore after a couple minutes of gameplay. It just feels like it's just not comfortable. It's a piece of shit, in my opinion. And it has
thumb
kills. I didn't even like the first Xbox controller.
Yeah, and...
Well, I did. So there.
The Duke.
Well, you know, when they made the smaller one, yeah. I mean, I remember people were like...
That was,
people were like, the bigger one, they're like, oh, this controller's great. And then the smaller one comes out, and they're like, this controller's great. The other one sucked. And it's like, you said the other one was great. You stupid fanboys.
Yeah.
Out of your fucking mind. assholes.
The big ones sucked. The little one was awesome.
Yeah, the little one, I mean, it wasn't bad, man. But
I like it better than the PS2s. That's...
Yeah, I like it better than the PS2s, but the GameCube's the best controller ever made, so.
I never played that game thing.
You know?
Your game box and square.
People are like, oh, GameCubes can't have good controllers. This is the fucking best controller ever.
Dude, give me a Nintendo controller any day.
I'll give you one right now.
Oh, really? You got one?
Right here.
Not the GameCube. I thought
that's that's my Orange Spice GameCube controller.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking
fucking
of which.
Feel that up, man. Feel it up. Yeah. Feel it.
No, my
dude,
fucking.
Feel it. Come on.
So comfortable,
Hornet,
man.
My Green Hornet PS2 controller crapped the bed on me. I had that controller forever.
I thought your PS2 crapped the bed.
No, it's alive again, but the controller. My favorite controller broke. It just keeps going left.
How did your PS2 become alive again? Did you turn it back on or something?
Dude. The Force works in mysterious ways, my friend.
Well, I got mine on eBay. You know that, right?
Why don't you tell us all your eBay name?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I put it up there.
He receives, like, copious amounts of hate mail.
I put it up there with...
You say copious.
I got a fucking mod cover and the boot disc on there to play backup copies of my games.
That legally, you own.
That I own legally. And,
she doesn't like taking them out of the case, right?
eBay ripped down my fucking auction, dude. Because they're saying I'm selling shit that could be used to fucking pirate software. Like, you guys fucking suck ass. Fucking sucked.
Right,
so I had to put it back up there. So do you want my fucking cover and shit?
Are you talking to me?
To you, man. Because I can't apparently sell it on eBay.
I can't see you. You gotta tell me something. Like, give me a name. Is it me or Malice Factor?
It's Sig Bitty.
That's not me.
Big City.
My twin brother.
Big City.
Right.
You. Big City. Because Malice Factor's already got one.
To play backup copies of the games I already own.
Yeah. Like.
Why would I need a backup cover? Nah, dude, I'm alright. I don't want to get into a heated discussion for 5-10 minutes about why I want your PlayStation.
You let's want just, it.
So.
Just
you
going,
want it.
Let's just keep progressing.
You want it.
Going back to the Xbox 360.
Well, he's in a particularly fine mood.
I play Condemned Criminal Origins and Geometry Wars 2. Of the games...
Geometry Wars 2?
Yeah.
What is that?
Wars Triangle 2. Versus square. Go!
Yeah, essentially,
yes!
That's what it is. It's kind of like Smash TV or Robotron. It was very fun, very addictive, and, you know, it took a spin around Xbox Live for a while.
That's an actual game?
Yeah, it's an actual game. It's in the... You download it from the Live Arcade.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, you play it and... this and that, and you know, we were interacting with the dashboard a little bit, getting messages from dudes that were online on my friend's buddy list, and yeah, it was all very slick, I guess, but it just didn't really do anything for me. Condemned Criminal Origins was a sweet game. I'm gonna buy that for PC.
Yeah.
And other than that, you know,
beating people with pipes and shit.
Yeah, with pipes. Well, I was disappointed, you know, because it's like, dude, you give somebody a fire axe and it's like, go hack down that door, and they're like, sweet, that's cool, I'm gonna go do that. But first, let me try hacking up this wall, and it's like, no, it can't. Walls and blue doors are invincible.
I hate shit like that.
The fire axes, you know, but you have like all these crack addicts trying to attack you and stuff, and steal change from you and everything. So you're getting headshots on them and stuff, and
with a fire axe.
With a 9mm Beretta, yeah. before it gets stolen from you. Sorry if you plan on playing that game. I'm spoiling it for you.
Man, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
What about chicken balls?
What?
What about chicken balls?
So pretty much you're not feeling the 360 then.
I'm not feeling it, man. I'm sorry. You know, at this point,
now,
like...
There's been, you know, reports of... it crashing, people...
It crashed while we were playing
returning
it.
Returning it, and it crashed while you were playing it.
It crashed while we were... excuse me. While we were playing Perfect Dark Zero. Froze up.
Dude, it's always like that, though, on any release of anything that they put out. Like,
my fucking Nintendo... My Nintendo 64 that I bought on launch day fucking almost 9 years ago, the only thing that stopped that thing from working and all the games was me taking it apart and ripping off the fucking RAM chips off the motherboard by accident.
Well,
that's the only thing that killed that fucking thing.
Dude, that's because technology was easier back then. You had, like, just 8 bits instead of, like, 9,000. Things were simpler. Things just worked. It was the old days,
Mr. White,
man.
You... can back me up on what I'm trying to say, man. I can boot up my fucking Super Nintendo from back in the day, you know?
NES, that's a different story.
All you need to do is clean out the control deck, man.
Yeah.
Moisture up those contacts.
Yeah, I suggested to my friend he eject the Perfect Dark DVD and blow on it. Shake it from side to side and put it back in the tray.
Dude, every Nintendo was different like that.
Open and close the cover a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. When you turn it
pop
on,
the faceplate off and on. And
when you have to press the reset button at the same time as the power button to turn it back on.
Dude, that's a mint trick right there, man. Some people never thought of that.
But, you know, the best thing about that controller, as much as I don't like it, is the on button located.
It's called a fat man's dream come true.
It's called the guide button, the Xbox guide
button. Well, that's the middle button.
Yeah.
It's the middle button, and it glows and
it's
stuff.
It's a big globey round
thing. Yeah, and you hold it, and then, you know, it turns off.
Caress it and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm even lazier than I was.
Dude, I played a demo for, what's that army game? Call of Duty?
Call of Duty 2?
Yeah, I played that for a couple hours, or like an hour, in the store.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
During my vacation.
My experience was at Best Buy the other day, and the 360 was actually open. Every time I've been there since they put that thing up, there's been some little bitch kid on there. And so it was open, and I picked up the controller... And
what'd you think of the controller? It sucked, right?
Well, I spent more time hitting the reset button on the fucking deck because I shit you not, that thing froze on me 5 times in the same fucking spot.
Dude, right maybe you guys
into
just
the
aren't
start,
technologically savvy.
Right yeah. into the Sounds start of the Call of Duty demo. I was pissed. I couldn't even try it.
Yeah, what'd you think of the controller, man?
I fucking thought it, you know, like I'd rather like, you know.
I'd rather have the white and the black button back.
Yeah.
I don't like having 2 buttons on the top, person. That's
I don't like the buttons on the top. I never liked the white and black buttons.
I like those.
It just didn't fit in my hands.
No,
it's because you got meat-stick hands, man.
The 360 controller, I don't like the 360 controller.
If I can't like the controller, dude, I mean...
Strong hands.
Nice never-ending story.
I mean, the Xbox controller is never my favorite controller, but I could play it and not.
Yeah, but you love the Dreamcast controllers.
What? But the 360 controller, like, I don't think I'm going to get used to it the more I play it. Like, the Xbox controller I don't have a problem with, but, like, the 360, I don't think I'm fucking ever going to like that at all.
So, there's my final verdict, you know. Yeah.
And it fucking crashed on me in the fucking demo in the store.
So, I know what you're thinking, and it's crazy.
Don't shell out money for a 360 right now. Wait till a couple revisions come out so that shit doesn't crash while you're, you know, 45 minutes into a game and you haven't saved like a noob.
So what you're saying is don't spend $8,000 on eBay on an Xbox 360.
That's exactly
you can't buy
what I'm
one
saying.
Right now.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Wait a couple months.
As soon as the next Halo comes out, I'm buying one. And a new TV.
Are you really?
Yeah, I swear to God. It's a whole next set.
I decided I'm buying a TV when I get my Nintendo Revolution.
Dude, why wait for the Revolution? Do it for... You're never... Fuck you. I don't even want to talk to you. Just never mind. Fuck you.
Okay.
Go to hell.
That's bad. You got some news stories over there, I see.
Yeah, apparently. Wow, it's already like 45 minutes in.
Yeah, seriously.
This is quite
something. We're never gonna be able to talk about Google at this rate.
Yeah.
So,
Google.
I guess the U.S. government, finally said, like, yeah, we're getting owned by Chinese hackers.
Oh, follow up to that?
Pony!
Yeah, the Titan Rain thing. Yeah. They admitted it. Okay. So, that's that. That's the first story.
Those Chinese sons of a bitches are going down.
So, remember that joke you told a couple weeks ago?
Which Larry one? Ellison joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the difference between God and Larry Ellison?
God doesn't pay $122 million in settlement fees for insider trading. That's right. Mr. Ellison. Has agreed to pay $122 million in revised settlement with Oracle shareholders for the terms that were approved by the California judge a couple days ago. Apparently, in 2001, a suit filed by a group of shareholders said that Ellison, chief executive, CEO dude, and some other fuck.
G-O-D.
Sold shares knowing the company would soon report earnings shortfall. I mean, you know, of course. We are $7 trillion short of our earnings statement this year. I think I'll dump some shares so I can still afford my $100 million house. Well, anyway.
How do you plead?
Normally, when this happens, people have to pay back to the shareholders, but considering Ellison owns, what's it, 40, 50% of the company?
Of the world?
He would, yeah. He would get, like, half his money back, you know, considering he's, you know, owns 40, 50% of the shares.
That's what I call a discount lawsuit.
And then he's got to pay, $100 million. So they decide he's got to pay $100 million in charitable donations in Oracle's name over the next 5 years and give Oracle $24 million for lawyers' fees and the such.
It's going to be great being sponsored by Oracle. FBL Radio, sponsored by Oracle.
Dude, we should totally
I got an Oracle fleece, man. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Oracle binoculars.
Linux makes Oracle Dude, unbreakable.
That's right. That's my fleece says. So, Oracle, if you want to send me some shit like you had before, because we are going to spend like $10 million in database software next year, just fucking keep sending it, all right?
Just for our forums. Bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for our forums. We're going to run our 12-post forums off of Oracle. Dude, I actually use that new version of Oracle, the free one. There,
oh,
you see that?
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I fucking tested that bitch out.
How was it?
Yeah, you know, it was free software. No, it was,
in other words,
it was
fraught with spelling errors and.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. It took an Oracle database, I had it work, and I dumped it in there, and it was fucking mint right out of the box. So, you know, yeah. So anyway,
shut the fuck up.
Next thing, security flaw allows wire types to be evaded. So, just in case, won't get into this, but in case you're getting wiretapped, apparently you hit a couple key tones and automatically shuts off the wiretap.
Nice.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Hey. Wow. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, seriously.
I just really want to play that clip.
Okay.
Like, sometimes I really want to play a clip and I'm just waiting
I've
for
the noticed
break.
That. Yeah, I've noticed that. So anyway, apparently some people have been reporting that their garage door openers don't work.
Nice.
Or opening doors automatically and, you know, like poltergeist-type activity and stuff.
Dude, why don't you just use your hands, you fucking lazy bastards?
Well, some people...
Some people are old and aren't able to use their hands, you know?
Die.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking like tens of thousands of people... Like, reporting problems and stuff.
No, just a few then, huh?
It's the problem with America, yeah. Man. Nobody fucking uses their hands. Everybody buys handless things, hands
well,
free.
Anyway, the feds finally announced that it is, in fact, the Department of Defense radio system, which is a 380 megahertz to 399 megahertz spectrum, and that's causing interference with the fucking garage doors.
Nice.
So, everyone can relax. It's the feds owning your garage door openers.
8-year-olds,
Donnie. 8-year-olds.
Well, I have a lot of news stories this week.
You've just been reading everything, haven't
you?
Well,
the next thing is was supposed to be like the sort of main topic this week, which was Google.
We don't have any main topics.
Do we want to talk about Google?
What's really more to say about Google? They won. Well, the war is over. I mean, seriously.
Well, anyway, did you see this, that Google put in a testing lab into Heathrow Airport?
No.
In England? Well, they did.
Wait, airport?
Yeah.
Like, we talking Max?
They're just letting people...
I'm not sure what we're talking about anymore when you mention that word. Is it wireless or is it...
That was awesome. So anyway, so there's... I got Business Week from last week. Yeah, December 5th. And the cover last article says, Googling for gold, a market cap... of $120 billion, $8 billion in cash, 5 billionaires, 1,000 millionaires in the company since the IPO.
You know, it's just going to be a matter of time before Google releases its own video game console.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
No, it's going to suck.
There's a nifty illustration here that says Google's Galaxies, okay? And it shows the market caps of these companies. And Google's at $120 billion market cap. Sony, $36 billion. Google, $120 billion.
Yep.
Sony, $36 billion.
American, oh, you want a surprise face.
American Express.
I wasn't sure what you're looking for.
American Express, $64 billion. Texas Instruments, $53 billion. Yahoo, $60 billion. Yahoo. That's a joke. Time Warner, $85 billion. eBay, $65 billion. Fucking...
Yay!
What is Microsoft on there?
My nuts.
M money?
Wrinkle-free nuts?
Now, the rest of this article was pretty much talking about how investment bankers are trying to make companies that Google might want to buy because they got all this money and stuff.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. And there's a nifty little picture of Larry Page and the other guy who started Google that no one talks about because no one can pronounce his foreign-sounding name. Like, Uberstock or whatever his name is. Do you know what it is?
Maybe.
I don't know what his name is. No, I don't really care because...
I thought that was a MySpace fixture. I didn't know it was those guys.
Yeah, it was. It's those guys. Where is
dude,
his
imagine
name?
You're like a college student and you're like, dude, we have nothing better to do, so let's take some fucking these old lab, PC lab computers and write some shitty ass database software for it and deploy it on all of them, and that's what we're going to do, you know? I mean, why can't we do something like that, you know?
Oh, it's Sergey something. Sergey.
Sergey
something. Anyway, yeah, so that's the whole wonderful Business Week article.
That was the whole thing about... What did you want to point
listen,
out about
listen.
That?
Okay. Robert Kringley. You know who he is.
Robert Kringley?
Tell the audience who Robert Kringle is there.
Yeah.
He writes a column called I, Kringley. It's on the PBS.org website, okay? He's a technology communist.
I thought it was Kringley.
He's a technology communist, okay? Columnist.
Yeah, like
columnist.
Hammer and sickle or
tech communist?
Nah, he wrote.
Bastard.
Hey, apparently we're just not having this conversation
super
tonight.
Super interesting.
I'm listening, man.
All right, cool. He wrote a series of articles recently. The last one, third one was just posted last week, where he talked about the fact that Google has been buying up dark fiber. You know what dark fiber is?
It's antimatter fiber.
Not you.
Oh.
This is about...
That was awesome.
I'm talking about Google setting up its own internet, right?
Yeah, well, it's not going to set up its own internet.
What's it going to do?
Okay. They're going to do whatever Mr. White says they're going to do.
They should
now,
buy us.
Apparently, he found out that in a parking garage at Google, underground... In a corner where no one's allowed, there's a shipping container, okay? Like your standard, you see in movies loading into cargo ship shipping containers that could be slapped on the beds of tractor-trailer trucks and hauled across the country and stuff. Apparently, they've also hired a couple of very smart engineers that have squeezed 5,000 processor data centers into a 40-foot shipping container.
Yeah.
Smart
yeah.
sons of bitches. How are they going to keep it cool?
Well, they figured
it all
out.
Better job than Microsoft did with the Xbox 360.
Yeah, the thing repeats all the time.
Dude, that fucking power supply for that thing is immense.
Is it really?
Dude,
did you open it up? Or
no, I didn't open it up.
40 volts DC?
Actually, someone modded the power supply. Made it look like the trap from Ghostbusters.
That's awesome.
But continue.
That's cool. So
I wish I had Ghostbusters sound effects right now.
They came up with this shipping container thing. Now, this isn't a new idea, and, you know, things like this have been done before. Like, the guy who, you know, founded archive.org and everything, like, he made, like, a fucking mini data center that can fit, that can be shipped by UPS in a box. That's, like, plug in the power and connect one cable, and you got a data center type of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Common mobile data centers, actually. More common than you think, at least.
Yeah, you work on power shit for that type of stuff, right? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're talking like, you know, fully functional. I mean, there's mobile data centers and there's fitting a 5,000 processor unit
right.
into a fucking 40-foot shipping container.
Without even having any Yorkfields.
Yeah, and you're looking at like maybe $500,000 for that, apparently.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I'd buy it.
Now, they're buying up all this dark fiber, okay? They're not trying to be, at least, Kringley doesn't think so, and I don't think they're going to try and be an ISP, because ISP is like a losing type of battle. But what they can do is basically run their own private network with that dark fiber.
Google Net.
Yeah. Okay.
Google port.
So they can run their shit with that dark fiber on top of the existing internet. So there's about 300 peering points in the United States. Okay. You know what a peering point is? That's like there. That's like, you know, hub points for the internet. Okay, like backbone spots, okay? So they're buying up all this dark fiber around these peering points. So let's say if they have these shipping container things, data centers, they take that and they drop 300 of them in the United States at all the peering points. That'll allow them, beyond redundancy and faster access to web page results, because 0.21 seconds is, you know, too slow, is the fact that a lot of the stuff that they're working on, like you're talking about open office online, right, using Ajax and all this shit, that it'll be so much faster by doing that, that they could provide content like that, you know.
That's
like,
mint.
Yeah. Like their web accelerator thing they came out with.
Yeah, that's
like it would actually, it will actually function.
Sweet.
You know what I'm saying? Like all this stuff, because they can take from the center data center they have like what, maybe 10 data centers or something like that across the world, but the one or two they got in the U.S. or whatever it is, and pump it out to that 300, and then pump you out locally. Now Kringley points out, which is a fucking awesome thing. I don't know if you remember broadcast.com.
Victoria's Secret.
Yes, and what happened?
Fucking tanked after like 25 seconds.
Yes, because it's impossible to pump that out, and it still is, which is why no one's done it. I think they, broadcast.com, maybe didn't think they were going to get so many people looking at it, and when they did, it definitely didn't fucking size up very well.
Yeah, it was like trying to download Doom.
Yeah.
Over modem, man.
Now, think about it. If Google decided to do that, and then sent that information to those 300 fucking peering points, their 5,000 processor data centers on their fiber, and then pumped it out to everyone who wanted that locally, you could provide fucking cable TV. You can have fucking IPTV.
Oh my god.
Seriously.
That's just game over, man. You know what I'm saying?
You could have... They could fucking do whatever they wanted. They could have VoIP. They could do all this stuff. Now, this week's article, which Kringley's pushing it even further, is talking about the Google Cube or the Google Box. And a little fucking... If you have, like, mesh wireless, okay?
Okay.
I do.
You understand?
About ad hoc.
Yeah, ad hoc wireless or whatever.
Ad hoc, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, if you had that. Now, if Google sent you a little cube that ran 802.11g, okay, maybe N
G-money.
Or whatever, in an ad hoc format, sent those things out, you know, fucking like the weekly flyers, you know what I mean? And everyone stuck one of those, plugged it in their house, and like everything Google does, you just plug it in and it works.
It's plug and play.
They can fucking route that back to those peering points and create a wireless fucking network and flip content over that. Now you have that. Okay, now you take this wireless IP phone, now you have phone service. All this shit.
Yeah, game over. Like we were trying to
so
say.
If it's true and they've been working on that, then you know it's fucking, it could be nutty.
Yeah, it could be. Microsoft doesn't stand a chance.
Well, that's the thing, is like you're still using your Microsoft, you know, everyone's using their Windows computers.
Sorry, Balmer.
To access the shit.
Die, Jay
but
Allard.
You gotta think about it, like listen,
sorry.
I have a couple,
it's getting crazy.
We know a couple kids that are big into finance and stuff. And a couple nights ago, after an intense game of Risk, we got into this argument about what Google's worth. And both these guys think Google isn't worth shit. Okay?
hey, I'm sorry they're not selling oil or whatever. But the fact of the matter is they have more fucking free cash than any other fucking, you know, company in this country. Maybe in the world. Alright? They have the talent to do stuff. And you have all these companies, including Microsoft. That was like a weird sound there.
Yeah. Whose stomach was
that? Yeah, whose was that?
That was mine.
Probably was.
So, they have all this cash to do whatever they want, okay? And now these two guys that study all this finance stuff and stock market and yada yada, complaining about how the two guys that run it are dickheads because they did a Dutch auction for the IPO and all this stuff, you know? And the fact of the matter is these guys, they're smart. They hire people that are a lot smarter than them. They're definitely not business guys. It's true, though. They're hiring the smartest fucking people they can get.
Oh, yeah, they're Google.
It's out of hand.
Yeah.
And, you know,
brain drain, you know?
Yeah. And the fact is they're in the point with the largest computer network in the world. Yeah, that's a lot of fucking power. So.
I'm afraid of Google, man. You know? I fear them. I still Google, you know? Man,
you know, I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I still don't use my Gmail account and search the web, signed in, and all that stuff. Because, you know, that's how I am, but...
Yeah, dude, we thought it was awesome when we would always be logged in as administrators on our computers, and look how that fucked us, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Windows.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't use Windows anymore. That's right.
Hey, what do they call administrators in Macworld?
Yeah, what do they call you guys?
You call, like, smart people? Guy in charge?
The user?
You end loser.
You would think they would have a name for it, but unfortunately they don't.
It's not Min?
No, it's Steve Jobs.
It's not like Chancellor or something?
Yeah.
No, login is Steve Jobs. That's what you gotta type, is the username.
Oh. Guest? Dude, I went to like some websites and I was just trying to get into like websites I can't get into, and I was just putting my name was guest, my password was guest.
Did you get anywhere?
Yeah, one site I got someplace.
Where? What site?
Yeah, what was it, man?
I don't know.
Put them on blast now.
This was a real long time back. Not a real long time, like a month or two ago. I was just like poking around in sites that I could try to get into that I normally wouldn't be able to get into.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for somebody to like crack open our website.
How do you know it hasn't been done already?
Yeah, probably Metatron.
Yeah, Metatron probably did that.
Dude, he's like the Decepticon commander. We need like
tech specs.
Well, I was expecting to have like this whole discussion about Google, but
serious discussion? Or...
There's nothing more to say. Serious like
discussion.
I told you.
I guess we don't have serious discussion.
I already
anymore.
Told you. What more is there to say? Game over.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Blah,
what...
blah, 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 blah.
You could say that too, but you know, I mean. Google has, as you said, Google has enough cash to buy whatever they want. If Google wanted to develop its own OS, you think that they couldn't?
Dude, if Google
you think that they're not
Earth.
Right now? In all honesty? Come
they're
on,
not,
man.
Dude. Come on. They're just using Linux, man.
Dude, if Google wanted to
Linux
buy fucking Sweden, they could buy Sweden. Right now. They could just go buy Sweden.
They could at least buy Bolivia.
Yeah, Bolivia. Sweden's a little rich, you're right. Bolivia's got nothing. Let's buy it. I'm in.
I mean...
What do you mean you're in? What are you in for?
I'll throw like 10, 15
if
bucks.
If you hadn't read...
You get a couple square feet in there.
Yeah, I get like a foot.
Yeah.
Well,
They'll fucking IPO the country. So like, everyone can buy shares.
Stand here, don't move.
Looks like we're way out of time today, so I'm not even going to get into the Google discussion, man.
Yeah, all right. Well...
10 years from now, Google's going to have its own OS. It's going to have its own video game system. Steve Ballmer's going to work for them.
Google Station.
You're smoking crack tonight, man.
Google Box.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Okay.
Right. Box. Any shouts, malice factor?
Yeah, to Google for owning everybody.
Okay.
That wasn't my only shout
out. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
No, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Go ahead.
No.
I thought you were done. I thought there was a period there.
No.
Well,
you
right.
can always tell when I put periods in it. Yeah, that's fine. You can go to Big City.
Big City?
What about me?
Any
shouts? My shout out, Jay Allard. I'm not going to kill you. I don't think you should die either.
Dude, you can, see what he scores on Xbox Live.
You can see what games he plays.
Yeah, you can. You can, really. He has, ridiculous amounts of gamer points.
Does he really?
Yeah, dude, he has, like, the max points on every fucking game that's out there, you know? Not like that can't be, you know, skewed in his favor or anything. Yeah, you can go with the Xbox, dude, the Xbox.
I just wanted to let him know, though, he could ignore the mail I sent him about killing his wife and kids. That's quite all right.
Dude, he doesn't have a wife and kids.
Yeah, that's why I said to ignore it. I want him to
anyway.
Hey, yeah. Shout-outs from you, Mr. White?
Mr. White, what do you got for shout-outs tonight?
None.
You have no friends?
Not gonna.
I'm gonna shout out the webmaster at Apple for making it impossible to find the fucking page I needed.
Yeah, take that dot Mac.
Yeah. Nobody likes you.
Fucking dot Mac. Oh man.
Well, is that a show then?
Yeah, that's episode 13. Show.
All right. FBillRadio.com, radio at FBillRadio.com. And check out the site for backups, archives, show notes, forums, and more contact info for each of us personally and the voicemail number. From all of us here at FBill Radio, wishing you a happy and jolly 2 weeks. Later.